How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Olivia, before we get started, it's wonderful to see you. How are you? How are you enjoying our Short on Time marathon that we're doing here? Got a couple more Short on Time episodes, but how is everything going? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. My eyelids are starting to feel a little heavy.
You got
this. You know me, I go to bed early. You keep me up late at night.
Yeah. Well, you keep me up late at night as well. So
do it for the listeners, okay?
Right. But listen, if you are feeling tired, apparently our hot water is not working. So in your car, driving up, you can take a super cold shower, which I'm about to do here in just a little bit.
It'll wake you up.
Yeah. So
hopefully you get that fixed.
Yeah, well, we're leaving for Michigan in the morning, so it'll get fixed
later.
When we come home. Yeah, but I have a feeling when we get back, while we're waiting, it's going to be like old West times where we're like boiling water to give Millie a bath and stuff. Just be like, come on now, kid, get there.
I can teach you a thing or two that I've learned on my camping trip.
If I have to use any kind of poop pad, I'm not down. But this week, again, we're doing another Short on Time. And I have to tell you, I think I've had this thing lately with kind of cold cases and DNA solving stuff years later and things like that. So I'm still on that track. So forgive me if you're like, can you please talk about something else? I'm sorry. I know it's not like the last one where it was cannibals and things like that, but I promise you it's interesting. So I know I'm short on time. Listeners are short on time. Olivia, I know, you know, you are, I'm pretty sure you're dreaming right now. Wake up. So dozing off. But what do you say? Should we just jump into it?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. For this week's case, we're headed to Maplewood, Minnesota. On November 23rd, 2014, at around 2:40 in the morning, a woman called police to report that she had been kidnapped. Her abductor had taken her as she was leaving a bar parking lot. The woman told police that she was attempting to back out of her spot after closing. It was then that a man in a black ski mask approached the vehicle and entered the passenger side door. The attacker then pointed a gun at her and threatened to hurt her if she didn't engage in sexual acts with him. Now, the woman was driving behind two of her friends when the attacker ordered her to turn off. The friends, wondering what had happened, called, but the woman did not answer. And once in the parking lot of a senior living facility, the attacker ordered the woman to undress, but she bravely refused. Then, for reasons unknown, the man said, "I didn't pick you for any reason at all," and he abruptly exited the vehicle. After this, the woman called both her friends and the police to let them know what had happened. Now, while inside the car, the man left some type of stains, and they included DNA. Police ran the samples, but unfortunately, they had no match in 2014. However, over the years, they would continue to run that DNA periodically. And in February of 2024, authorities finally got a hit. Their suspect was 55-year-old Gregory Allen Trepanier, and his criminal record strengthened the evidence against him. Trepanier had been arrested several times since the incident in 2014. In 2018, he was convicted of stalking and indecent exposure. Now, obviously, this is a developing case, but you know I'm a big fan of DNA solving cold cases. As we discuss all the time, obviously suspects are innocent until proven guilty. But again, just like the other cases we've been doing recently, we'll need to keep an eye out on this one as it prepares to go to trial. So what are you thinking, Olivia? Where's your head at? What do you got?
Well, John, I almost did this case, so I'm pretty familiar with it. I think I was drawn to this case just because I did the episode last week or the week before where it was a cold case that was found by the chewing gum. And so I was like, I just really appreciate this. But I like these kind of cases. Terrifying that she, you know, got basically kidnapped and thankfully he let her go. But, you know, this one will fall high on the deadbolt test for me.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking too, because you live in a city like New Orleans where, you know, people are at bars till all hours of the night. And, you know, like how many times have you left a bar and like gotten in your car and just drove home? You know what I mean? So I think the other thing for me as well is that, you know, for 10 years, this dude thought he got away with it.
Yeah, like I did this. It's fine. No big deal.
Again, there's just something about, you know, years later, just you slip up, something hits, and then automatically you're held accountable for, you know, something that you did that you thought you got away with. And there's just something very satisfying about that. I was really curious because I don't know if you saw this and when you were looking at it as well, but it just said that there were stains left in the car that had DNA, but it didn't say what.
I didn't read that many details because I thought, you know, you just did a case like that. Don't do it again. And that was the first one I'd kind of come across. So I don't really know the stains, but I just worry about her trauma, you know? You know, he got away with something scot-free for 10 years and the trauma and the fear that she probably lived in and lives into today. It's just unsettling. Like, just leave people alone. Can we just all leave people alone?
Right. Check the Locks podcast. Just leave people alone. But, you know, I will say I was incredibly blown away by her bravery to be like, no, I'm not taking my clothes off. Like, no, right. I'm not.
Get the hell out.
Yeah. You know, because you don't know, like that could have been the moment that like, you know, you lost your life on principle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And luckily for her in this case, that's not how it turned out. And, you know, I don't know what he meant by that. Like, I didn't pick you for any reason at all.
Right.
The whole thing seemed very cryptic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, at the end, I'm just glad that she was able to get out of there safe in one piece and let people know. Cause eventually, you know, it led to him being caught. And, you know, like I said, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But when your DNA is found in the crime scene and
it quacks like a duck, it looks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Or in your case, if it looks like a chicken, box like a chicken, it's probably a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I probably have a new pet, which is great.
You do.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I know I sent you a picture, but I don't think I've talked about it here. But that chicken, it has kept wanting to sleep on our porch and it just cannot happen. So, you know, the kid had a old Fisher Price dollhouse and... So I was like, well, she's too big for it. So I guess this is going to be a chicken coop now. So I put some boards through the windows of it. And now it just sleeps in this little chicken mansion.
Well, I have some advice for you when we get off the podcast tonight about your chicken from my friend with chickens.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait to get the off the record chicken advice. That's what
I'm just not going to bore the listeners.
What? Are you kidding me? They're here for the chicken content. Okay, fine.
I'm just going to say that.
Well, that's fine. I just feel like the chicken got a lot of love in the Facebook group.
I sent mom the picture of it and she's like, I'm about to post this in the Facebook group. I was like, no, you are not. Yeah. That is John's picture of his chicken. I'm calling her out on here.
Don't post my personal stuff, Trish. No, I'm just kidding. But getting back to the case, right? If we're talking deadbolt test, where does something like this fall for you?
Single girl getting in her car late at night, about to get raped and possibly killed. That's a 10 for me.
That's a 10 for me, dog. No.
it is what it is.
That was the like most Simon Cowell American Idol answer you've ever given. But
hey, but you made it through. Okay.
Yeah. But you're going to Hollywood. But I definitely get it though, because again, you know, this is not something that I necessarily would be afraid of, but like my wife goes to brunch with friends in Nashville. Like she's had girls' nights where she goes downtown, stuff like that. So it's just the idea that like these people exist in the world is terrifying. So, I mean, I think for me, I'd probably put this at a 10 too, not just for me, but I think this is like every husband, every boyfriend, every brother, every father is like one of their biggest fears, you know? So I'd put it at a 10 for sure. Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's case. But as always, we got to throw it out to our locksmiths, our listeners. Where does the man in the mask fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. Find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. You know what you did. Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you. We'd love to spend some time with you. Also, if you like the show and you want to help support, help keep the lights on, apparently I had to fix a water heater, I think. You know, we need all the help that we can get. Head over to patreon.com. Right. I need chicken feed. I need, you know, all sorts of stuff. So head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Become a patron. You get all sorts of cool stuff. We got exclusive tiers like t-shirts, stickers, coffee mugs, all sorts of stuff you can only get for being a patron. Plus, you get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you like what we do, you want to help us out, patreon.com/checkthelocks, get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, listen, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you're listening, hanging out, telling people to check out the show, just know we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. Again, we just want to grow. We want to get our audience a little bit bigger. We want to have more friends in the Facebook group and really just, again, extend our community. So if you are helping with that, just know we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That is all that we have for this week's case. But please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with a brand new, truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.